What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Week 9 spread picks. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know which picks you like, which picks I missed. Let me know some picks that I just didn't mention in the video that you guys like might be playing this week. Let me know all that stuff down in the comment section. Make sure you guys help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Getting close to the end of October, we're about 25, 30 subs away. So help us get that goal. But let's go and get started with today's video. So our first pickup for you guys, we're jumping to Kansas. And we got Oklahoma at Kansas. Spread on this game is Oklahoma minus 9.5. And I'm going to go with Oklahoma minus the 9.5. No Jalen Daniels for Kansas. Jason Bean in. You know, this is a team that has played Oklahoma very closely the last 2 years, but I feel like that Oklahoma is a better team than they've been the last 2 years. I feel like that they got a little bit of a wake-up call against UCF last week. I feel like they're going to be a better football team coming into this week. That one is at minus 110. All these odds, by the way, and numbers on DraftKings. But I just think Oklahoma is going to come away with the win here, and I think that they're going to win by about 10. You know, I think Bean is a solid quarterback. He's not going to go make any plays to win you the game. But for the most part, I know he did last week against Oklahoma State. For the most part, he's not going to really make any plays that lose the game for you. But I just think Oklahoma is the more talented team. I think they're going to shut Kansas's offense down for the most part. And I think they're going to get back to scoring points like they have been. Next up, off to the Big Ten, we got a game between Michigan State and Minnesota. And for this one, I'm going to play the over under here. It's at 40.5, and this is Big Ten football we're talking about. I'm going with the under 40.5, also at minus 110. You look at these two teams, Michigan State comes in averaging 18.9 points per game, Minnesota at 20.3. You look at their last five games, Michigan State 0, 24, 16, 9, and 7. You look at Minnesota, 12, 10, 35, which came against Louisiana Lafayette, 34 against Northwestern in a game that went to overtime, and 13. So these teams aren't necessarily lighting up the scoreboard whenever they play solid teams. That Michigan State 24 number was against Rutgers, by the way. So they're not exactly lighting up the scoreboard. I don't think that these teams are going to score a whole lot. I'm not expecting a lot of points in this football game. We saw the Minnesota-Iowa game last week. I believe by kickoff, the over-under on that one was 29.5, and they only combined for 22. Minnesota won that one 12-10. I think that this is going to be a game that is definitely one to play the under. Next up, we got Miami-Ohio going on the road to Ohio. The line in this one is Ohio minus 7.5. And I'm going to take them to, I'm going to take them to not cover that. I'm taking Miami, Ohio plus the 7.5. Sorry, that was a little confusing. Ohio's a good team here, but I don't know, man. Miami, Ohio's played close in every game this year. I think that they're a very solid team. Now, I'm a little bit worried as their quarterback, Brett Gabbert, is out for the rest of the season. Avion Smith is taking over for him. But last week, Miami, Ohio, they kind of gained some life offensively. They played better offensively when Gabbert went out. They've played very well so far this season. This is a game of two very good teams. Definitely one that you guys are going to want to watch if your team isn't playing. I don't know what time this game is, but definitely one that you guys are going to want to watch. This is going to be a good game. Two very good teams matching up. I think Ohio probably wins the game, but I don't think they're gonna win it by seven or by more than a touchdown. Next up to the ACC, we got Clemson versus NC State. The over-under is the play in this one for me. Over-under on this one, 43.5, and I am taking the under all day long. You look at these teams coming in. Clemson averaging 19.8 points per game in ACC games. NC State averaging 12.3. My logic on taking the under in this one, which, by the way, this one and the last one both at minus 110. The reason I'm taking the under in this one is I think Clemson's defense is so good that NC State is going to have a very hard time putting any points on the board. And I think Clemson's offense at this point, it's safe to assume they're probably going to shoot themselves in the foot. I don't think Clemson's offense is going to come out and light it up. And here's the thing. I don't think NC State scores more than about 7 points. So even if Clemson comes out and scores, 34 points offensively, that still hits the under. So I think that, NC State's going to be about 7 to 10 points. I think Clemson's going to be about, 17 to 30 points, somewhere in that range. So I think the under's definitely the player again. I think Clemson's defense is going to shut NC State's offense down, and Clemson's offense will struggle and shoot themselves in the foot in that one. Next up, we got West Virginia at UCF. I'm playing a prop bet here. Garrett Green over under 208.5 pass yards. I'm taking the over in this one. You look at his stats. He's hit 208 in three of the, six games so far this season. He didn't play in the Pitt game. He was 0-for-2 in the Pitt game passing-wise. So really in five games, he's hit more than 208 three times, including the last 2 weeks. He threw for 249 against Oklahoma State last season, or last week. I don't know why I keep saying last season. Then 2 weeks ago, threw for 391 at Houston. And then he threw for 240 against Duquesne. So I think he's going to be a guy who's going to throw more than 208, because I think they're going to need him to throw more than 208. I think he's going to be throwing the ball a lot in this game against UCF. So I think that with the ball in the air a lot, a guy who's thrown the ball pretty well the last 2 weeks, throwing for a lot of yards, I think that is a good play in this one. Now, back to Clemson, NC State, and the prop bet here is Cade Klubnik over under 231.5 passing yards. And I'm going to take the under on that one at 231.5. You look at Klubnik and what he's done. He's been under 231. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 times this season. In three games, he threw for 131 against Wake Forest, 169 against FAU, and 209 against Duke. I think he's definitely gonna throw for more than that. You see last week against Miami, threw for 314 at Syracuse, 263, Florida State, 283, Charleston Southern, 315. And I just think Clemson's gonna have a hard time getting a run game going at NC State. So I think he's gonna be throwing the football a lot. And so you can get that over at -115. I think Klubnik goes over the 231.5 by how much we'll have to see, but I do think that he hits the over on that one. Then for our final pick, we're going to the SEC, Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Prop on this one, Jackson Dart over under 2.5 passing touchdowns. I'm taking the over on that one as well. I think that Dart's going to hit over that 2.5. Now you look at his numbers. He's only thrown more than two touchdowns twice. Against Mercer week one, he threw for 4, and against LSU, he threw for 4. Last week at Auburn, they won that one. He only threw for one touchdown. They played Arkansas, only threw for one touchdown, but those were lower scoring games. I think against Vanderbilt, I think they're going to get that offense rolling again. I think this is going to be a higher scoring game out of Ole Miss. I think he's going to be throwing the football a lot. I think they're going to try and get him back into a bit of a rhythm here. And I expect him to have a good game. I think he can throw for 3 touchdowns against the Vanderbilt team. But that wraps up today's video. Let me go ahead and tell you this first. So last week we went 8-1, I believe. Yes, 8-1. $133.50. Now, of course, this is just play money we go by. If we bet $20 on each pick, $133.50 would have been our winnings from last week. The only one we didn't get was Clemson -4. They blew that game. Overall on the season, hypothetically speaking, we've won $123.18 with an overall record of 16-9. This week, if I bet $20 on each pick, my potential payout would be $278.50. My potential winnings, $138.50. So we'll see how we do this week. I think it's going to be a good week for us. I like a lot of these picks. I'd say the one I'm the least confident in is probably Miami, Ohio at Ohio, just because it's mid-major football. The one I'm the most confident in is probably that Michigan State at Minnesota over under 40.5, taking the under. But yeah, that's going to wrap today's video up. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know which picks you liked, which picks you didn't like. Let me know what you're going to be playing this weekend. I'd love to hear all that from you guys. But help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you guys next time.